I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
First dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? My dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Units, be advised, the target is at the roulette table in the northeast side, requesting perimeter. Target is approximately 200 yards from potential exit point. Hold for now. Okay, get that exit point covered. He is engaged with the secondary target. We need clearance to engage. Requesting clearance to engage the target.
Assembly gathered on Sunday to rubber stamp President Saddam Hussein's tough stance towards UN weapons inspections. One legislator after another urged the Iraqi leadership to end all cooperation with the United Nations and annul its recognition of Kuwait.
First of all, the sanctions will be lifted, and then the issue of the UNSCOM will be discussed between the Iraqi leadership.
But in the end, they adopted adopted a vaguely worded statement urging further discussion of unfair UN measures. The Iraqis also organized a large street demonstration.
Not exactly keeping my shit together. It was December 99. Not only am I hallucinating about a death that I apparently escaped, I'm also experiencing, like, the fifth hangover of my entire life. You know, it's weird. Aside from the dread of being stalked by Morris Capital and their hedge fund time cops or whatever, and the dying sensation, obviously, life was actually pretty good. Enron stock was at nearly $50 a share. I had every video game. I had a home cinema. Every portable high-tech gadget you could imagine. I kind of, for once, felt like I wasn't me. In a good way. I know a lot of people try and, like, be themselves or find themselves or whatever, but I found myself a long time ago. I spent a lot of time with that guy. And he's kind of boring. But I still had that sensitive side. Watching that woman get hit by that car took it out of me. Real bad. I felt responsible. I watched her die. Not at a bedside in the hospital, but actually get hit and die.
I don't really know how to start this. I have a million memories of Susan, obviously. And I thought of which ones I could share and which ones I could tell you about her. Susan Janice Vickery was building a new life here in her beloved Houston, our city. A city she and I called home every day of our lives. To think that was just over a week ago, Janice was taken from us so suddenly, so cruelly. When she was 8, maybe 9, Mom will know, I think 9, she crossed the street. Or I should say she tried to cross the street at Ridgeview Drive. Our cousin lived there. She didn't look when she crossed the street. She just stepped out off the sidewalk. I can see her now. She just stepped, and I screamed so hard. so hard that not only did Mom nearly have a heart attack, Susan just froze. And this car, this cab, I think, swerved around her. But my scream was so frickin' loud that everybody was just looking at me. Everybody. And I hated it. I was so embarrassed, like 13 years old, and the whole street's just staring at you. Like, worst nightmare, you know? Yeah, so embarrassed. But God, what I would give to have been able to scream at her that night. This is not fair. This is not fair. But I guess that's just the deal, you know? That's the deal. I just think if I hadn't stopped her then, when she was 9, and if she just... Maybe if she had a close call then, would it change now? Like, maybe now she would have paid more attention 30-something years later. Like, did that scream on Ridgeview Drive in 1973 have an impact or not? I don't even know what I'm saying. I just miss her. And I know I'm gonna miss her. And I realize I haven't even read my poem, and maybe I won't. Maybe I just won't. Sorry. I love my beautiful baby sister so much. Good night, Susan Janice Vickery.
So fucking sad.
Hmm?
I said it's so fucking sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad.
One day you're going about your business, then the next, a 94 Toyota Camry.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna head. I don't really know her.
I hate that car. Hate it. Like, if you gave a kid a crayon or chalk and got him to draw a picture of a car, it's that. Toyota Camry.
Right. Sure.
Just not unique at all. Just generic. Just plain as fuck. Sucky car. Japanese. But, yeah. Yeah, shit. So sad, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so sad.
It's these gray cars, man. It's 10 at night. How's she supposed to see? Like, I know it has lights, but... Ugh.
Well, it was red.
The light was red?
No, the car, the Camry was red.
Red? Right. Yeah, red. Wow. Beautiful day, huh?
Yeah.
Get a load of that sunshine, sunshine.
It was nice talking to you. Give the family my best wishes.
Sure. The snake eats himself.
Sorry?
I saw you. Playing the game on the Nokia. The snake game.
Right, yeah.
In the end, the snake eats himself.
Well, that's the end.
He has nowhere else to go. He becomes his own cage. You get that final little tasty apple thing. That's it. Every cell on the screen is the snake itself.
Have you completed it?
Kinda. You take care of yourself, sunshine. You look like you got some place to be.
Cora Campbell. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's emitted from the project overheads. Yeah, that's standard procedure, and... Yeah, cool. So send me the details, and my team...
It's up to $50, Jim.
I know, Mom.
$50? Can you believe that? Hank said that even he's gonna invest.
Good for Hank.
Your father worked out. From when we put our money in, which was Monday, we have made $1,200. $1,200 in just over a week. Haven't lifted a finger.
Hey, Mom.
Just sat on my behind, making money.
Mom.
Yeah?
Where did you adopt me from?
China, sweetie.
But, like, where?
It was a charity that took kids from Beijing. You know that. We told you that.
Beijing?
Yeah. Are you okay, honey?
I'm just... Yeah, totally. I'm just curious, like, where I came from.
Yeah, it was China. You're from China. I mean, it was 1973. There wasn't a whole lot of information you could get, honey.
So it was a charity?
Yeah, a good, proper Baptist charity from here, from Texas. They would rescue kids from all over. Vietnam, Ireland, Yugoslavia. From what we knew, you were in some facility after being found, and we were just on a list.
Wait, being found?
Yeah.
So I wasn't like, my birth parents didn't like, I don't know, hand me over.
No, honey. We didn't know that much about you. But I am certain that you were picked up after some horrible parents, if you can call them that, tried to... Well, I don't know what they tried to do. It certainly wasn't look after you. It was something gruesome. We got a call one day, and we paid for you to fly to New York. And that's where we met you.
That's where you met me.
That's where we met you. Our beautiful boy.
Is that Jim?
Yeah, you want to say hi?
I gotta run, but tell him good job on the shares, the investments.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's no problem. Tell Dad it's no problem.
Oh, he just ducked out, honey. I'll tell him.
Cool.
Hey, Dream Team.
Oh, I gotta go, Mom.
Hey, Doug.
Get your asses to the lounge. We got a little movie, a little Enron porn over here.
Enron porn? You're trying to entice us over with Enron porn?
It's a corporate movie, especially for EBS, and it's right from the top.
Doug, any word from the logistics team on the Yas account? M-Yas?
Did you hear what I said, Yang? Yangsta? Get over here! Come on, Skywalker!
Miss Jar Jar Binks, you watch a movie, Skywalker?
Can I watch it later?
Jim, this is corporate top floor shit. It's for us, man, especially for the 15th floor. No, you can't watch it later. It's better than yapping to your mommy on the phone. Come on, guys, let's go. Up, up, up. Come on, over to the TV now. That's an order. I'm your superior officer. Brr, brr. Come on, seriously, let's go. Let's
I
go.
Bet this up, is about up. The fiber lines. 14,300 miles. Can you believe that?
What?
That's how much fiber optic cable Enron owns. 14,300 miles. Like, that's insane. I wonder if that comes close to how much AT&T own an old copper phone cable.
I doubt it comes close.
Shh, shh.
Enron Broadband Services. You. Us. The now. The future. You are a unique single source for every broadband service. A combination of hardware, software, market making, finance, and applications. Virtually anyone involved in communications is a potential customer. Content providers, application developers, network carriers, internet service providers, and corporate end users. We are approaching this sizable market with the same scale and scope we successfully bring to every Enron business. So it is here where we introduce to you the Enron Intelligent Network.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
A state-of-the-art, high-capacity fiber optic network based on a distributed service architecture. The Enron Intelligent Network's global fiber, satellite distribution, and embedded software intelligence sets it apart from other network providers. The Enron Intelligent Network bypasses traditional fragmented and bottlenecked public internet routes to deliver faster, high-quality data. Enron's broadband operating system provides the intelligence to the Enron Intelligent Network and connects to all physical and software network elements. Enron can serve as a bandwidth market maker, buying point-to-point bandwidth inventory that it will resell on an as-needed basis at real-time market rates.
Jim, how cool is this?
Yeah.
This month.
Yeah, it
December
is cool.
December 1999. We completed the first ever bandwidth trade, a monthly incremental contract for DS3 bandwidth between New York City and Los Angeles on a global crossing network. The DS3 can move at 45 Mbps. That's right. Enough for streaming video.
Woo! All right!
All right! And it all happens here. Las Vegas.
Holy
shit. The
Vegas,
Super
baby.
Data Center. The fortress that will allow Enron to control the internet.
Control the internet.
So we're asking you, the men and women of Enron Broadband Services, to join us at the top secret facility this New Year's Eve and for an after party on the Las Vegas Strip.
Right.
Don't forget. It's top secret.
Oh,
so
shit.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Control the fucking internet. December 31st, we take a private jet. That's right, private jet to Las Vegas, Nevada, to the Enron Data Center, and we party into the new millennium.
Date is Thursday, December 16th, 1999.
Continuity check.
Joseph Heller, American author, died. Heart attack, East Hampton, Long Island.
Confirmed.
I got a flight. American Airlines flight 4161, departed BNA0647, landed ORD0807. You receiving me, Sunshine?
We are receiving you.
Okay, departed BNA-06.
We have the detail you gave the stat. Just hold. Okay, we got a bump.
A bump?
Flight 4161, according to our archive, should have departed at 0645, not 0647. Confirm you have 0647 for me, Staten.
Yeah, 0647.
That's locked. We're gonna run this through and advise accordingly.
Fuck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
I did not grab your hand.
You did, Jim. No,
I did not.
Jim Yeh, I have the marks on my hand. Look, oh God, look. You actually bruised my hand watching Sleepy Hollow.
Look, it's a headless guy riding a horse. That's scary. That's like actually scary.
Oh my God. I'm gonna puke. I can't stop laughing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Jesus. God. Oh, I love our movie club.
I thought Tim Burton did, like, family movies.
Come on. Tim Burton? Beetlejuice and Mars Attacks?
He did Mars Attacks? I hate that movie. I didn't sleep for a week after that movie.
What about after Phantom Menace?
I still haven't slept since that movie.
Okay, all right. Save me the rant.
A headless horseman, come on.
We can have a Tim Burton night, and I'll wear my catcher's mitt just in case you need some emotional support.
Okay. So, are you singing tonight, or...?
Tomorrow.
Cool.
You know what? It isn't. It's actually not cool. At all, actually.
I think it's cool.
It was, maybe, like 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's just... I find myself drinking through it. Because of the shame, I think.
Oh.
Wow, that was bleak. I didn't mean that to be like, oh, I'm all tortured. I just want, like, I don't know. Do you ever feel you just want a break from yourself?
Yeah.
Just so sick of Cora and just this ego, this voice that runs all this shit up in my brain. I'm tired of her, and I'm in such a rush, you know, all the time, just... I remember, like, a few months back, I was driving on the 10, like, changing lanes, speeding, honking, and everything, and I just saw this girl in the kind of the slow lane. And in this little Jetta, I think it was, she was my age, and I swear to God, she must have been driving at 50 miles an hour, honestly. She had big rigs passing her, just fucking buses, and she was just singing to the radio, going 50. And I was just so jealous. No, I was in awe. I had nowhere to be, literally. There was nothing I was running late for. I just had to get to where I was going. And there she was. I just wanted... Not wanted. I want. I want so bad to just be singing my heart out, going 50. I just want to get there when I get there. I don't want to think anymore and judge myself anymore. I'm so desperate for something, and I don't even know what it is. Whoa, Cora! Pretty deep for movie club.
No, that's not deep. I mean, it's deep, but that's good. That's cool.
Thanks.
It's banging.
Oh, Enron helps. I mean, the work does kinda. You help. Being part of a team, but just, I don't know. This is going to sound so fucking stupid, I don't even want to say it.
What? What is it?
I think I'm proud.
You're proud?
I think I'm proud to be at Enron. I think what I wanted from singing and writing was this feeling I have. Instead of, oh, that's Cora Campbell, she sings, I have, oh, that's Cora Campbell, she works for Enron. And I like that.
What's wrong with just, oh, there's Cora?
That. Now that is a question for a therapist.
And I'll be seeing you. I'll see you in my dreams. And I'll be holding you. I'll hold you in my dreams. And I'll be seeing you. I'll see you in my dreams. Yes, I'll be loving you deep within my dreams. Tell me a secret and I will tell you where I want, where I want to.
Sorry, what was that? Sorry, just do some ooze.
Ooh, and I'll be seeing you, and I'll be seeing you, see you in my dreams, and I'll be holding you, I'll hold you in my dreams, and I'll be seeing you, I'll see you in my dreams. Yes, I'll be loving you, dear, within my dreams. Deep within my dreams.
Whoa. Oh, fuck. That's the end of the song.
So Fastow says to me, Fastow says, you guys, like he's pointing to me, and he goes, you guys fucking work hard and you play hard and I fucking love it. And I was like, Fastow, man, wow.
You said what?
No, I was like, wow, that he said that.
Right, so what did you say?
It's Fastow, man. You don't speak to Fastow. He speaks to you, you know?
So you just stood there.
I gave him a big thumbs up, like, boom, thumbs up from Doug.
That's cool.
Mark needs your project accounts by next week, Jim.
I know, you told me that already. Everybody has told me that already.
It's nearly the end of 99, buddy. What the fuck is going on?
There is a lot of accounts, like more than we've ever done on EES.
That's because EES sucks and EBS fucking rules.
Doug, I don't know if I want to pass everything on to Mark.
How come?
The numbers are fucking insane.
Insane? What numbers? Like money? Outgoing?
Outgoing, overheads, expenses, everything.
Jim, I can tell you now, whatever you think you're losing, I'll bet Enron is making double. It's all about profit, buddy. Mark sees the profit. You don't.
Right. Yeah.
Plus, you got Mark. Mystery Mark, punching in all your numbers, filling your annual reports. You're good, dude. You're good.
Do we even know who Mark is yet?
Who the fuck cares?
Anything on Yas? If I can clear the MYAS account payments, then I can relax.
MYAS?
I told you. He's getting a lot of money, direct from execs. You think that could be Mark? MYAS. Mark, yes.
Dude, I don't know. I don't fucking care.
Control the internet, motherfuckers!
Whoa! Ow, my neck. God, you're strong.
That's right, Yang. You better remember that next time you flag my submissions for audit.
He's your boss. Let him work his nerdy little magic.
Isn't it frowned upon to strangle your boss?
Ugh. Yeah, well, would my boss and my boss's boss like a drink?
Same again.
Same.
Boring and boring. When we're in Vegas, I want to see you guys expanding your horizons. I want to see more than tequila and beer and cocaine. Doug Martinez.
Oh, come on. You just smeared TJ's bag on your gums.
Exactly. Expanding my horizons.
What? You did coke?
Are you asking me as my boss? Then no.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I don't, yeah, it's like, whatever. It's cool.
Beer, beer, tequila, tequila.
Beer me, buddy. Hey, how's she doing?
Who, Cora?
Yeah, she's not near the bottom 20, is she?
No, not at all. She's great. She's doing great.
Because you got to assess her performance, Jim. And I see you doing a lot of the work for her.
That's just, no, come on. That's me being a control freak. I like being in control of the spreadsheets because I have a system.
Listen. She fits the culture. She's cool. The music thing is, like I said, it'll pass. But she needs to perform or she goes. That's Enron, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Enron.
Okay, don't be mad. It's not beer. It's not tequila either. It's, drumroll, vodka time!
Oh, look out!
The indignities.
What the heck was that?
The indecency.
This is absolutely chaotic here.
But this was inconceivable.
Triple H has married Stephanie McMahon.
It's no longer about a championship. It's no longer about fair play. This has become extremely personal. To what lengths will a man go to avenge his only daughter? Vince McMahon, Triple H, no holds barred.
Yangstud at AOL.com.
Shit. Why are you doing that?
Watching you sleep. I was hoping you hadn't noticed.
What time is it?
It's a bad fucking time.
How so?
I gotta go, Jim.
Mind if you see yourself out? I'm feeling a little shitty here.
You smelling like Frankfort, Kentucky, Jim. Like somebody dumped a whole barrel over you.
Yeah.
She like you?
Who?
The little girlie.
I don't know. I'm not trying, honestly. I'm just trying to be...
No, it's okay. It's okay. Be careful, buddy.
Are the company following me?
I mean the girl. Be careful of the girl. Young women, man, they can hurt. They can really, really hurt people. More than they know. But time and age and wisdom, they lose that. They lose their weapons.
When a woman realizes she can no longer hurt somebody, she's disarmed herself. It's sad, man. It's real sad. But that's what women are, Jim. They're fucking lethal until they're not. Then they're sad. And that's it. Some of us at our age still have our desires. The others all traded that in for security. But just be careful. You don't know who she is, and neither does she. Even if it feels like Mr. Darcy just showed up.
Who's Mr. Darcy? Am I Mr. Darcy?
You know, when you asked me the other week if I knew when I was gonna die.
Right.
It's... Fuck it. I'm just gonna tell you and drop the mystic horse shit. Here we are. D-Day.
D-Day for what?
Were you jacking off?
No. No, I was not jacking off. I was watching a movie in my underwear.
Why?
Because I felt nauseous with the smell of vodka, so I took my clothes off.
Why did you soak your clothes in vodka? Smells like bourbon to me. Eagle Rare.
Alice, what the fuck are you doing here?
What the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing here?
Huh. That's the million-dollar question. There it is. I've actually looked at the fine detail of this very moment a lot. Like, a lot. And thought the exact same thing. What the fuck am I doing here? Or more precisely, there, at the bottom of your street in an empty house.
What are you talking about? I mean, this feels like mystic horseshit.
Yeah. Maybe I'm blabbering.
Alice, I've had a lot to drink. If the company emailed me, I will pick it up in the morning.
Jim? I don't want to fucking die, man!
Okay.
Oh, God.
Why do you keep looking at your watch?
I didn't want to be alone. I don't want to go. Maybe that's why I'm here. Maybe that's why I came here to not be alone. To just be with somebody.
Alice, what's going on?
Fuck. I feel numb.
Like, emotionally or physically?
My body. It's so numb and cold. Is this it?
Is this what, Ellis?
I don't want to say it.
Say what?
Death.
Is this death?
Fuck.
Boy, what are you doing? Ellis, are you okay? Are you going into labor?
No, I'm not going into fucking labor, goddammit. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I want to stay, Jim. I have so much to learn about the future, Jim!
I'm calling 911.
You're not supposed to!
Yeah, I am. This is exactly what I'm supposed to do.
This is my expiry date. The company...
No, fuck them! Fuck them! You're here, you're not alone. I can help.
No!
What do you mean, no? You're telling me you want me to watch you die? After I watched that woman get hit by a car, I gotta go through this again? Ellis, I'm calling 911.
Jim!
Ellis, you saved me. You and your fucking disgusting chicken wings. I'm doing the same. Ellis!
Fuck! Do it! Save me! Please!
911, what's your emergency?
She's having a heart attack.
What?
She's had a sudden loss of blood flow because of her heart being too shitty to pump. Kind of like stolen a car, the engine stops turning over and... That's that.
Jim!
Ellis, are you kidding? Is she kidding?
She's 500 pounds, sunshine. What did you expect? Bit of background.
Our friend, Ellis
Coney, has not only coronary artery disease. I mean, who would have fucking guessed, right? She also has inherited arrhythmia, a genetic mutation from her big fat mama. Chances her mother would pass it on was around 7%. Shitty luck and fine margins. Like you, Ellis is overdue. She should have collapsed in a library 6 years ago and died sometime later in Houston Methodist Hospital. But Morris ran the risks.
Ellis!
And it checked out.
Ellis! Hey, just lie down here.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. her body gets found in that scooter thing.
Shut up!
Not in your house, obviously, but a few doors down. A half-built, six bed, six baths, maybe 10 acres.
I said shut up! Put the call back to 911.
Jim, can you hold my hand?
Yeah.
Thank you. She's your wife, Jim. She's your wife.
Ellis? Wait, what? Ellis? Ellis?
And she's gone. Right on time.
Oh, my fucking God.
You know what? As far as living on a motor scooter struggling to breathe most days goes, she had a pretty good life. She met Morris Capital. They offered her money, but she didn't want it, so they gave her an encyclopedia that she couldn't resist. After that, she damn near lived online. She loved every second of it, Jim. Reading about what happens and when. She knew it was going to come to this, Sunshine, so don't go getting too down about it all.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what? Watching life play out? I'm a watcher, Jim. I don't do shit, just like you and the gray Toyota Camry. Oh no, wait. It was red, wasn't it?
Red? Oh. You.
You only just got that? Did I not make a firm impression? Don't I stick in your mind?
Who are you?
Staten Long.
Can somebody give me a real fucking name, please? Can we just extend that courtesy, or is that too much to ask?
My name is Staten Long.
Sure, sure, and her name is Ellis Coney, and I'm fucking Brooklyn Bronx.
They don't like how you're performing, Jim.
I have executed every transaction you've asked for.
Oh, heck. On the field, you're great. MVP, star player, good job, Sunshine. But off the field, they don't like what they see.
Then maybe they shouldn't be following my every move.
Morris needs to make money a very specific way.
God.
They can't make too many ripples here. A little fluctuation in the water, hey, that's no problem. An itty-bitty droplet here or there, hell, they have systems that can iron that out. But you keep splashing around like it's spring break at Lake Havasu, they'll bury you in the fucking ground with this bitch.
Listen.
The hole they'll dig for her will be bigger than your goddamn living room, Sunshine. And they'll hurl you right in.
What?
Morris didn't kick you out with PlayStations, Panasonics, and Pokemon for you to go throw it back in their fucking face. Now stay in your shell, motherfucker.
I am me. I am Jim Yang. This is my choice to live this way. Who says I didn't live like this without those guys, huh?
Because you didn't fucking live without them, Einstein! Get it? At 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, a city worker is gonna find that beached whale in her motor scooter in the house at the bottom of your street. I suggest you roll her down there and kiss her fat ass goodbye.
And that's what I did. Partly because I was scared shitless of Morris Capital, and partly because I was scared shitless of answering to the police. Face the private industry from the future, or the Houston Police Force of 1999, I'll take neither. Jim Yang, rolled an actual dead body 800 yards in the middle of the night. I broke into an empty house and left her there. She's your wife, Jim. Was that about Cora? Those words and that Yoda-like Empire Strikes Back death scene moment from Ellis stayed with me for a long, long time. I didn't kiss her goodbye, like Staten said. The only thing I kissed goodbye was an easier life for Jim Yang. Things had changed now. But even after watching a woman have a heart attack and being threatened with death, my last thoughts that night? God, I can't wait for Vegas.
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Sharon D. Clark as Alice Coney, Mike Capozzola as Doug Martinez, and Amari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.